what we were going to do with the conference center. And the decision by the council was not to invest any more money in that sort of building. The school district has the first right to purchase the building, so we're going to pursue that first and see if the school district has any interest, and then
and the decision to not going further with it would be based on what?
Just the construction cost. First of all, we don't have the money to build a new one, and we actually don't have the money to get it into the shape it needs to be in. And the structural engineer who gave us our initial report, without doing a exceptionally thorough thing and going through the whole design process, estimated to be about $1.6 million to $2 million to get the current building back into shape. You know, new roof and new roof structures, and have it better ADA compliable. It doesn't have, you know, really enough parking space. So we don't have that money in our budget. We don't have that money lying around. So we would have to go back to the voters to get that approved.
How much was the decision made easier knowing over the last several months folks have been able to find other places to go?
I think that was certainly a part of it. We did see an uptick in attendance, but that was when the MSC was under construction. Now that the MSC is completed, just before we closed, we did see a definite decline, especially a decline in kind of long-term bookings. I want to thank the hoteliers and our parks department for when we closed it. There were some things that were scheduled just that weekend, and they just really scrambled and made sure that everyone that was booked had found a place to go. I mean, it was still inconvenient for those people to have to let people know that the venue had changed, but kudos to the parks department for getting that done.
There was also a scramble of city employees who I understand worked in the building. Is everybody going to pretty well stay put, or is that?
Those people have been reassigned. They were parks employees, and they are managing facilities from the central office of the Parks Department, and one was reassigned, but they are all still city employees, just in different areas.
Is the Park Central office large enough to accommodate what's now going to be a permanent situation?
I believe so. The other thing we looked at and are considering is in our bond issue of 2008, the voters approved an expansion of both the Lincoln Center and the Larry Ringer Library. So what staff has recommended and the council would look favorably upon, although we didn't make any exact decision, was that both of those expansions include meeting space. So that's probably where we're going to put it when we get around to building those additions for those two buildings. The voters have already approved the dollars.